It's a boo bar.
It's a boo bar. Okay, we're just here. I'm with Johnny Fox London. We've just seen The Mikado at Charing Cross Theatre. Now, it was a very interesting production because it was very fully voiced, wasn't it? They actually, you know, sang without mics, and there was a lovely two piano accompaniment, which was the band essentially for the piece. I thought it was very pretty, the music, but it was also very well sung. John, how did you find?
No, I agree. I think the cast are very strong, and it's a beautifully enunciated performance. It's one of the clearest that I think I've ever heard. It's very wordy, and a lot of the songs are very pattery, but I thought the cast put them all over extremely well.
And it wasn't just from where we were sitting, because we had good seats as well.
I think possibly all the way to the back of this rather narrow and deep auditorium, they have done it very well. Also, there are a couple of songs that have been adjusted. They tend to get rewritten with modern lyrics. And the I've Got a Little List and the Mikado's own list of punishments to fit the crime were just brilliant. So
quite inspired,
they
actually.
Really were.
And very topical, actually.
Yeah, very topical.
Particularly if you read your Facebook page at the moment.
Well, have I had another go at the Strallons?
No. It was the Russell Brand.
Oh, the Russell Brand stuff. Yes. So it's very, very cutting edge. And I hope they keep refreshing that during the run.
In fact, they should publish all their lyrics on the web so we can remember what they were, because they were hilarious at the time. But apart
and
from
sing along.
Yes.
But just to say what perhaps isn't quite so remarkable about it, I thought it was going to be an updating of the story. And when it opens, you can see that it's set not just in ancient Japan, but in a factory that makes umbrellas and fans or something like that. I was expecting the characters would have been more closely identified with factory workers or something like that, but they're not. They're still the court of Japan and the townspeople and the sort of town nobility of Titipu. And I wondered why Tom Sutherland hadn't taken that further and somehow adjusted the story, because although it's very well sung and although it's very nicely staged, you do sometimes get the feeling that on this set and with these costumes, a very good light operatic dramatic society could have done almost the same.
Just without the fancy footwork.
Yeah, the choreography is above that sort of standard. But
I was somewhat disappointed
I think having been blown away completely by his inventiveness in Titanic, I thought this would be a more radical reworking of the show.
No, so it is much more traditional, but I think we can't fault the singing, and the acting for the large part is, you know, quite good and they're quite funny, actually, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. I thought Mark Heneghan as the Mikado and Jacob Chapman as Pish Tush really, really stood out. And Rebecca Kane makes more of Katisha than I've seen in a very long time. Again, very, very clearly sung and, you know,
high. And she has lovely elbows.
She probably does have lovely elbows, but she has a high old sense of comic timing as well, which also works very, very well. And sometimes I find the Mikado is a little bit weak towards the end because the story gets tied up very quickly. But I thought that she and I just have to pick another.
Who is it? What's his name? Yeah, thingy, Pooh Bah.
Osborne playing Coco. I thought they brought it together very well at the end, yes.
Yes, actually, this was actually a show that actually did feel like it got better as it went along as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's showing at the Charing Cross Theatre from now for another month or so.
Yes, I think till the end of January.
Yeah, so worth checking out.
Yes.
Over and out from us.